League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's one in the books. Two to go. 2 hours left of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Way Back Wednesday. Songs pre-2009 that have kids, babies, children in the vicinity.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
I got screwed again. I don't think all my songs got played because we got sidetracked.
Well, I still can't use them.
The song that we did not play, sir, was the Mariah Carey, Always Be My Baby.
Changer.
So it's not just, like you missed out on it.
Quite simply, a game changer.
That probably, did
that is
favor.
The difference between first and first in a tie.
You went back-to-back Mariah Carey and Britney Spears?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Because I know you guys are little skirt-chasing, girly rock people.
I feel like you had like an estrogen spike right there in the middle of making your list.
But I started out with Slick Rick and Rick James. Ran the spectrum.
All of a sudden you were like, oh.
Let me just get everybody.
I'm
a man
flash.
Of the people. Let me get everybody involved.
I like it. All right, a couple things from last night that we didn't get to about this Astros game. Mm-hmm. The big one being, well, one, it's good to see Diaz get another RBI. Yep. That's great.
Yep.
In a big situation.
Play good first base too.
Yeah. Yuli Gurriel with an inside the park home run. Because Andy came back, he goes, I think someone hit a inside the park home run. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I know Yuli went deep, but there's no way he hit an inside the park home run. And I was like, yeah, there's no way that happens. And then I saw the play. First of all, if I'm the A's, I'm so mad that you don't just let that ball. You don't let that ball get past
behind
you.
Right.
That's the problem with playing center field is you got one rule. One rule. Ball can't get past you. Even if you got to play on a hop.
Keep it in front of you, yeah.
Oh, boy. So, and to let a guy like Yuli, he's not as slow as
now,
he used to be.
Now, wait a minute. I want to point something out to
but
you.
But he's faster now than he used to be. No limp anymore.
Right.
But
let me point something out to you. The fastest inside the park home run the Astros have had is George Springer, which was, I forget what the exact number was, but Yuli Gurriel's was within 0.2 of a second.
No way.
Of Springer. I think McTaggart or someone tweeted
way.
It last night.
I don't
they
believe
timed
you.
Them both. And I think this is something the Astros keep in terms of statistically. But they said that Yuli was in within like 0.2 of a second of Springer's inside the park.
The funniest thing is I knew it was him that got the inside the park home run because I didn't even see the highlight yet. I just pulled it up on my phone. And, you know, they give you the stats.
Yeah.
And his home run was 289 feet or something like that.
Yep.
293 feet. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's like an out. That's like not even deep center field.
Well, you can't hit it down either foul line that way.
No. And so I was like, oh, damn, Yuli got him an inside park home run.
Yeah.
Now, what's crazy about him getting his 20th home run, as bad as we talked about how it was for him at the beginning of the year, he's now surpassed his major league total for a season in home runs. And we still got a lot of baseball to play.
Well, it's what a difference
he's already, his most was 18 in 2017 when they won a World Series. He's already at 20.
And I knew he was going to pass it since earlier in the season. He was every time the Astros needed a hit or a home run, he was the guy.
Yeah.
But think about it too, because early on people were crapping all over him, and he got off to a slow start. But when you look at what a difference a month can make, just bring up Yuli Gurriel and Yordan Alvarez. Because in 1 month, they have been absolutely on fire. And it's changed not only perception of each guy, but it's changed the perception of this entire lineup and given them even more firepower because of the fact that, you know, especially in the case of Yordan Alvarez, to be able to fit into this lineup that was so loaded with talent and contribute like he's contributing is huge.
Dude, listen to Yuli's July.
Yeah.
12 home runs, 28 RBIs. Only 4 walks, but he's only struck out 9 times. Hitting .405, getting on base 43% of the time. Slugging .959, and with an OPS of 1.395, almost a 1.4 OPS.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he is just on fire. And everybody's talking about his brother. And it was funny because Eric Burns on MLB Network was like, you know, his brother, Gurriel. You know, the brother that plays in Houston. Because he can't even probably say it, and he's afraid to hack it up.
Yeah.
But they were so focused that they couldn't even say Yuli Gurriel. I'm like, you better get his name in your mouth and get it right, because if he keeps playing the way he's playing, it's going to be hard to do a highlight of the Astros without being able to say something like that. And let's also give credit where credit is due on another positive. Jeff Bagwell was fantastic.
I didn't get to see a lot. I did see Twitter. Jeff Bagwell was trending. Mm-hmm. Easy for me to say. Trending on local Twitter. So you can pull up Twitter, and on the right, it'll show you all the hashtags or topics that are trending. And Bagwell was the name. I was like, oh, what did he do?
Oh, he started with a bang.
And it was just, I didn't realize he was on the broadcast. So I did get to hear a clip or a highlight, because I got home late, turned it on, and it was the rebroadcast or whatever. And I heard him mention that I put our bat boys up against any other bat boys in the league. They're big. We got big boys out there.
Yep.
I'm like, that's awesome. He's just fat shaming the bat boys. That is so great.
So there's more. Okay. So because again, because we already talked about how great it was when Lance Berkman was in the booth, and they were talking about how Berkman was a big proponent of the computerized strike zone, and Bagwell is not. And he's like, well, you know about Berkman, right? I mean, it's a term I can't use on television, but let's just say he's whiny.
Oh.
Yeah, he said that. But then, I mean, he was very complimentary of him throughout the broadcast. But he starts it all off in the first inning with fires on the mound. And they're talking about it being an ex-Astro, and he's got two no-hitters and everything like that. And he goes, and if he ever passes out or has amnesia and he can't remember his own last name, all he's got to do is look on his forearm because it's tattooed right across. And everybody just lost it. They're like, oh, my God, that's priceless. And so Blummer wouldn't let him forget it. He brought it up a couple times, but it was hilarious, some of the comments he was making.
That's outstanding. Yeah. Baggy is good. I like hearing his stories. The thing I love about baseball on the radio is the stories in between pitches and in between action, and that's what makes baseball the best sport for radio.
I would agree with that.
You get, if you have a good tandem or a good duo, you can get good stories.
Basketball and football, the pace of play doesn't make it the sport conducive to storytelling.
A lot of times football, I mean, you would think when they stop, they get into a huddle. Now, obviously, the game has sped up some in the later years. But still, there's plenty of times where they do huddle. But it's usually the analyst breaking down the previous play while they're in the huddle. And that's begun. And in baseball, it's always been this tradition of filling that gap with a story a funny little anecdote or something like that.
Your analyst is breaking down the last play. Your play-by-play guy is setting up what the situation is for the next play.
Yeah.
But and you're right. And on TV, it's easier in a lot of ways. But when you look at all of the things, that's why when I grew up and I said I got into radio kind of on accident, but the guys I grew up listening to that taught me about radio, Bob Uecker. My dad was just glued to the radio. We had it on wherever we went because he was hoping for a blowout, because then he was going to talk about all the stories and all the funny things that happened in the clubhouse or in batting practice or in his day. And he loved those things. And that's, I'm with you. I love listening to baseball on the radio.
It's really good. And even on TV, when you get a guy like Bagwell in the booth and he's telling stories. And what I really like is, it's one thing when you hear a guy that maybe you didn't grow up watching, but he played, 40, 50 years ago, and he's telling stories, and that's cool.
Right.
But when you get to hear a guy like Bagwell, who I watched from day one all the way until he retired, and now I'm hearing stories, and I know even the guys that you wouldn't even think about, like names that you forget over time. And then to hear stories about it, you're like, oh, my God, like
Billy Spires. But you also Spires bring a guy into names, the booth that just great. Got back from Hall of Fame weekend, and he's telling stories about Mariano Rivera coming up to his table and talking to him. Or the fact that, and I mentioned how complimentary he was of Lance Berkman, he said, hey, look, when you talk about a guy like Edgar Martinez, good for him. But when you look at Lance's numbers, he would put him up against just about anybody with the way Lance was a switch hitter and all the numbers that he put up. Those were great stories, too. I'm normally a guy that says once you got, just like you know, I've been very adamant about the fact I don't like giving Blummer and TK series off during the season. Mm-hmm. That's what they're there to do for 8 months of the year. I don't like that kind of change. But I'm very much in favor of when you bring, like you said, a guy to the table that has history with the franchise on a pretty current basis within the realm of, you know, the last 15, 20 years. But when you bring guys like that that have all-star resumes, in the case of Bagwell, Hall of Fame resumes, and they can add that much to the broadcast, why wouldn't you have him on? I wish he'd do more games.
Yeah, I do too. It's once a month, right?
Yeah.
That's all he does.
Yeah. And I think he might be done. Or he's got maybe one more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was talking about either it's going to be a while or whatever. But I think the overall sentiment was you'd love to have him like once a week.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing you worry about is if you get too much of it, it becomes stale. And
you exhaust the stories.
Yeah, and it's not this newness. There's no newness to it like there is if he's only there once a month. So I can appreciate both ways, you know?
It's
like
you I get bet you can.
Too much of a
Nick, save that.
Okay.
I believe the direct quote was, never mind.
I should have. Yeah, I didn't think about, boy, that.
You can appreciate it, huh?
Now, I just want to point out that yesterday, did you save it, Nick?
I didn't.
Man. Thank you.
The tool part?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you said yesterday? And I didn't even bust your balls over it.
You were going to. You made the face, and I stopped.
But I stopped. But you said, "Oh, he's got a nice tool," or something like that. Nice tools, like that was like. I went, oh, "Nah, he's in the middle of his sentence. I'm gonna leave it alone." So I'll remember that, pal.
Okay. Coming up next from the Toyota Center. By the way, Astros down 1-0 in the third. Verlander on the hill for the Stros in a matinee to wrap up the
getaway
A's
day.
Even though they're going to St. Louis, right?
So they can travel. Well, both teams, I'm sure, are traveling, right?
Yeah, because Callis had said one of the days off was a getaway day while they stayed at home. I think it was Monday. No, they played Monday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pulling up their schedule now. I can tell you. I thought they didn't have a day off.
They go to St. Louis?
Yep, Friday. Okay. So they have a travel day. So that's weird. No, I mean, because we just talked about this, what was it, last week when they were bitching about the scheduling being unfair because they played a night game in Los Angeles and then had another game in Texas the next day and had to travel and all that. So are they going, oh, look at that, we get a matinee and a day off? It all evens out.
Yeah. And another thing to keep an eye on with that St. Louis series starting tomorrow, Carlos Correa eligible to come off the DL.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, the IL.
Yeah.
So, you know, add another weapon back to the lineup if he's getting anywhere close to where he was before he got hurt. So we'll continue to roll on. Lots more to get to. Half of the NFL teams are in training camp as we speak or getting there today. So football is upon us, people.
It's football time in Houston.
It's coming. Yeah, so it's going to be something that we can keep an eye on and talk about going forward, regardless of who's on the PUP list. We know who's on the roster, and then we'll be there week one. So we'll continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter, usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through round number two, 3-hour show. Just like that. A Springer dinger, Barry.
Oh, Jesus.
And the Stros are up 2-1.
Oh, like to see that.
I like to see Astros hitting home runs and Verlander not giving them up.
Man, every time Yordan and Springer go deep, I have to put my phone down.
I bet you do. Air Yordan.
Oh, my God.
With a Yordinger. What do they call it?
Yo, I know who that is, Nick, that picture you sent me.
I just saw that was sent to us on the text line.
So funny. They said, "Is this Cody Stoops?"
Yeah,
that's not nice.
That's so funny. God, you're so mean. I think that's a comedian named Tim Dillon. Look up Tim Dillon. I think that's him.
Did they call it a Yord Donger?
Looks pretty close,
or a Yord Dinger. Right?
But he looks like he's in better shape than the guy we.
Really?
Or maybe
no,
he is kind of a big dude. Maybe it is.
Yeah,
the same
I think it is. I think that's who it is. That ain't right. They're putting Tim Dillon on Cody Stoops.
Hey, this guy was on the Joe Rogan podcast, so he's obviously somebody, right?
That's Tim Dillon, yeah.
So.
Interesting. What was your question about? Yeah, that is him, because I just pulled – I just Googled Tim
Dillon.
Side
by side.
Well, I just Googled Tim Dillon cat, and it's on his Twitter, that picture. That ain't cool. Like they said that's what – is that Stoots? That ain't nice, y'all. Yeah, y'all be nice. What were you asking? Is it a Springer dinger?
It's a Springer dinger, but it's not. It's a your donger. Is that what they call it? Instead of a your dinger? Because I know that they hammer you on Twitter, and I think they go to your donger
yes.
and Springer dinger.
Yes.
All the way from Galveston.
It all of it is stupid. It's dumb. I don't.
Have
I,
you seen
I
this logo that they've been using for the your, Air Jordan? Air Jordan?
With the
I'm just trying to
don't
get him
me
triggered.
Started. You
just trying to get
triggered
him
me
again.
It's so I don't know.
I mean,
it's just dumb. Okay. Like you got grown ass men. Look, and I get it on the call. I get it. I get why Todd Callis will yell Springer Dinger. I get it. As
but
silly
like
as I
it?
Think, no, I think it's still silly. I probably wouldn't do that. There are some that are good. There are some that are funny. McCannon Ball, very creative. I like that.
Last night they had best nicknames, and they gave it to Jake from Rake Farm.
I like that one, yep. too. Very, very funny.
Khakis.
But a Springer Dinger. I saw a thing on Twitter where they have like stuff white people say. And one of them was just a tweet that said, calling home runs dingers. And I was like, yes, that right there. That silliness.
So we're in the early stage of this segment. I think we should just get into this Yordan Alvarez for the Hall of Fame.
Don't you do it.
Okay.
You're such a
All
jerk.
All right. With that being said, we were talking about baseball on the radio.
Well, I do play a lot of fantasy baseball, so I could
then
probably.
Then you are an expert. You should write a blog, and should. Then before you know it, you're going to be all over like
now. We've been sucked into it now, Joel. Yeah. I was trying to take the high
you
road
have
on this.
A twang you can use?
I was trying to take the high road on this, and, you know, because AJ's been shooting shots, I was like, well, I'm just going to let them do that. Yeah. For once, we don't have to be the a-holes.
Yeah. Well,
we're the a-holes.
You
That's,
gave me
there's
the
no
report.
Doubt.
Yeah, we're the really basically we're called the usual a-holes. We might as well live up to the name. Because you know what? As AJ has stated, we don't care where nice guys finish. We're not worried about nice guys finish. We're worried about doing good radio.
What he said? You know what he said when I was like, why are you? Why are you? He's like, welcome to the Thunderdome, bitch. Like radio. I was like, wow. Okay, I guess that's one way to look at it.
I just don't like the fakeness, so I can see why Joel's riled up. I obviously was a little riled up in the first segment, but I don't care, dude. Like, if you're gonna be fake, dude,
I don't care. Here's the only problem with that attitude, though.
Okay,
is like you guys know in this business.
Oh, it's cyclical.
It's cyclical, but it's also a relationship business.
Oh yeah, I don't care if I don't ever get hired from 610 or 790. They can kiss my ass.
Straight up. Wow.
Yeah. If I lose my job here, yeah. I'll never go back in the business. Do
what?
Not care. Yeah.
That's
yes.
very short-sighted.
I do not care. I don't care. I'm not going to go work for two other radio stations that tell me what I can and can't say.
Yeah, first of all,
Hell
here's
no.
the thing. And from my perspective, Brian Erickson to me is like, if there's a pile of dog crap on the sidewalk and Brian Erickson's on the next square over.
Who cares, dude?
I call them twins.
Who is Brian Erickson?
He's the PD at 790.
Why don't you like him?
I got
him?
A really bad history with that man, and I know that if you want to talk about shady behind-the-back dealings, and I did this when Jason Braddock got completely unceremoniously just the carpet
you
ripped
did.
Out from under him.
I do recall
Brian
something.
Erickson is not a good dude. And he goes out and tells people that are over at his station who are good dudes and not, look in the mirror, bro.
Oh, wow.
You oh, yeah, just seriously. Like, no doubt about
gloves
it.
Gloves off. Am I the only one here that's like...
Oh, you got no beef with anybody.
No,
Johnny High Road. Look, don't you?
No,
don't
no. He's
you
like he's trying
there.
To play High Road Barry over here.
Yeah,
no.
You're the Swiss Alps of the three of us going in the High Road all the way up there. No,
I mean, first of all, I
disappointed the hell out of me is what you did.
I've shot plenty of shots. You guys both know that I'm not afraid to take on any of this stuff. But I think too, I'm not just gonna randomly like AJ's just like, you don't work here, kiss my ass. Pow, 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 pow,
I'm
pow,
not
pow.
Like that either. I'm only responding.
I
don't only
kill
responding.
People unless fine. I got a reason to.
But me too.
Okay.
But at the same time, it is a you know, for example, our boy Stoots.
Yep.
Now over at SB Nation, doing his thing, integrated into the Gal Media. If Stoots were to have sat there at 6'10 with Lopez and just crapped on 97.5,
they wouldn't have let him to begin with.
But oh yeah,
that's a good point.
Because to AJ's point, they're weird about that. They won't let them make no one knows we exist. Sorry, but if we're number one in the market for over a year, people know we exist. So to deny that seems silly. But that might not even be those guys. That may be a directive from way above them. That might be a directive from whoever their owner is.
Creighton's said 610 sends them emails of what they can and cannot talk about. Can you imagine over here if we got daily emails of you guys can't talk Rockets for more than a segment?
Oh my God, we'd be so much trouble.
You can't talk about this. You can't
this
mention
show would
this.
Be screwed. We'd be like, what now? We've got our one segment out of the way. But
I'll never work for them ever. But, I'll never apply.
Never
I'll
say never. Never say never.
I would
never.
Agree with that too. Because things
never.
Change.
Never say
never. Not going to happen, bro.
Program okay. directors change.
I appreciate your passion, but never say never. But at the same time, I mean, if Cody would have just been like, "It's us versus them," and I hate everybody that's not 6'10", you're closing a lot of doors too. Now, in AJ's case, AJ has a reputation of being really good at radio and this, that, and the other, and now he's a PD. And
you can say he has a reputation of being an a-hole.
No, I'm saying he has a reputation of being really good. He's well-regarded, whether people like him or not. I think AJ is respected for the job that he does on radio. And I think it doesn't matter if you like him or not. He moves the needle. He generates conversation. Whether it's good or bad or you agree with it or not, he's really good at what he does. And I think universally he's known nationally. I mean, it's people know who AJ Hoffman is. And that's fine for AJ because AJ can go, I'll just go to Oregon or whatever. But the rest of us don't necessarily have that luxury. So I think you have to, I'll take to task individuals at 6'10 and 790. I have no problem with that. But I think you have to be a little bit cautious in our business.
I can't sit here and say that what you're saying is wrong. I can't. I just don't care for those two stations.
Especially guys like us that are newer in this business that have only doing this a couple of years as a team in a major market in a good time slot. So I mean, you have to. But I don't mind if Adam Clanton wants to call me out on Twitter and going back and forth with him. I don't mind that. Also, I'm going to pick my battles. And yeah, I took the high road because there will be a time and a place. And that wasn't the time nor the place for me. It maybe was for him.
I was, but
not me. But we've gone at other people at other stations.
I don't mind doing it.
But I think it's just like you got to be careful. This is a relationship business.
Okay, fair enough.
So you would never work at 610.
Nope.
What if they offered you? Now this is going back to one of those conversations. Like how much?
They're not going to offer me. This is the radio business. Look, we're going towards an on-demand situation here. There's only a few power terrestrial radio stations that are doing well. We don't know where this business is going to be in 5 or 10 years. I will never work for 610 or 790.
Wow.
I do not care. I won't.
Well, I mean, there's always Sunny 99.1.
Sure.
See, would you do that?
I don't have to necessarily go into radio, though. I can do something else.
Would you go to a music station, or are you passionate about sports, or are you passionate about radio?
I could. If the right opportunity was there, I'd absolutely go to a music situation.
Would you replace Delilah as a more modern, like,
oh my God. I'd kill it in that time
could
slot.
Could you see Nick as Delilah?
Yeah, I was just saying. Where you get to, like, be, like, couch psychiatrist and playing songs that relate to it, like a Wayback Wednesday every night, but you could go, instead of saying, what, you broke up with your boyfriend? Well, pick your big boy pants up, tough guy, and shut up and go out and get laid and get hammered.
I don't know that I would
have done that. Here's Kid Rock.
I feel like, in my mind, the way it was going to go with Nick as Delilah is normally people call and be like, hey, Delilah, you know, I cheated on my boyfriend, and I realized the error of my ways, and now he won't take me back. Can you play a song? And then Delilah's like, I got you. Mm-hmm. Here's a song for you. If you called Nick, you're like, hi, Nick. I cheated on my boyfriend, and he won't take me back. And I'd be like, well, you dumb bitch. Like, what? Hey, also, what's your number?
I was going to say,
are you single
now? I can
see
Nick going, hey,
Nick
here's our text
line. Nick
would
be the worst Delilah ever.
Once you turn that corner, you can't go back. Here, text me your number.
Sometimes you got to be real with these people, man.
I would. That's interesting though, because I've never really thought of it until we were just talking about it. But I'm like, I don't know if I would do anything other than sports talk radio, because I don't know that I would want to be like, all right, y'all, up next, Nickelback, and then you just sit there.
No, it's different. It's a different pay grade. It's a different form of being in radio.
I'm used to talking now.
Yeah.
So it would be weird to not talk.
But so the other thing that I think you have to put into perspective to Nick's comments and yours are, if I told you, hey, I'm going to offer you this opportunity with more of this and that and the other thing to go over to one of those two competing stations. But on a daily basis, I'm going to tell you what you can and cannot say. And as a follow-up, after every show, I'm going to have you in the program director's office so that they can dissect and tell you what you did wrong and what you could do better and what you did well.
Do they do that over there?
Well, I know they used to. I know they used to.
Dave Tepper used to sit me down when I first started. Like every 2 to 3 weeks, he would call me.
That's fine.
Like,
but how's it going? Every show,
and he'd be like, "Here's a little bit of feedback. Maybe when you're doing an interview, just get to the question or whatever." He would give me some positive feedback and reinforcement, tell me that I'm doing a good job. But then he would tell me how to get better. That I can deal with, but every day would drive me insane.
There you have it.
Oh, my
All right,
God.
Halfway through the show, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Don't go anywhere. It's the second half of The Usual Suspects coming right up. But before we get to that...
Guys, I got to tell you about Get Upside. Oh, my goodness. I am loving this app. I just got right by the house, too. It was very convenient. Not the most I've ever gotten, but I got 9 cents a gallon back on my gas last night filling up. And that's on the low side. There's like, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every fill up through the Get Upside app. It's not just a one-time thing. Like, this is every time you fill up, you're getting cash back, and it can be up to 25 cents a gallon. Now, your mileage is going to vary based on the deals that are offered, but that same gas station last week had it for like 2 cents. So the thing is it'll go up, and it's great. You can take advantage of the deal when you see it. And if you don't like a deal, just hang out or move to a new area and see what they got maybe closer to your job or closer to home. And maybe you can find a better cashback offer. Because that's the deal. With Get Upside, you're getting cash back for the stuff you're already paying for, like gas and food. And these businesses want you to use them. So they partnered up with Get Upside. And they offer you these deals, but only through the Get Upside app. So everybody's winning. They're getting your business. You're getting cash back. It's a win-win. Now, the thing is, I want you to put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, because that'll give you a bump on your first fill-up. That's like Jake Asman got $7. I know Aaron Raybould and his wife argue about how much who's going to go fill up the car because my wife got 30 cents a gallon cash back her first fill-up for using my promo code. It works. There's no gimmicks. There's no catch. It's just you getting cash back for the stuff you're already paying for. So do yourself a favor right now. Download Get Upside to your phone. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, I'm talking to the wall and a whole bunch of suspects out there across the city and beyond. As I talk to my co-host during a break and I get stonewalled, I'm leaving it up to you, sir, okay? This is what I said to you.
You never mentioned me. You were talking to Nick.
Did I not say Barry?
No. You said, do you want me to do it like Barry did it yesterday? No,
I said, do you want me to do it, Barry, like you did it yesterday, or should we wait?
It's okay. So it doesn't matter how you want to do it. But he was talking to you. You just didn't hear him.
I was also, reading an article.
Your multitasking skills suck. All right, here's what we're going
to
do.
At least I don't do it like I used to while we were in the middle of the show, and I would be reading something and go, what? No.
Your Laminack company gives you the correct time. Good afternoon. It's 2:35.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And 7 seconds.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to tell you that at 2:42, we are going to take caller number 14. At 2:42, caller number 14 is going to win 2 tickets to our listener appreciation party. The term internally is the LAP, listener appreciation party. But it's that time of the year again. We had a blast last year so much, so we're going to do it again. We're going to let you into our house, the Gal Media Studios. We're going to show you where we do what we do. We're going to check out Sports Map, food, Big City Wings, drinks by Coors Light. Everything going on starting August the 15th, 6:30 p.m., you're going to have a chance to win. So for the people on the stream as well, we're going to go 2:42, and we're going to do at 2:42, caller number, what'd I say, 14? Caller number 14 is going to win 2 tickets to get a chance to join us. Thanks to Work Suites, they are in part doing what they can to support this entire event. We're looking forward to meeting all you guys and have a great night of it to see where we do what we do.
Excuse me.
Yes.
We're looking forward to meeting some of you guys. Not all you guys. We're looking at some of you guys. Some of them.
So the only way you get an invite is to listen and win. So make sure you're 21 and over to attend, invitation only. And again, Work Suites, where your work matters. Check them out because they're responsible in part for putting on this big shindig. Worksuites.com. I hear what you're saying. I think that there's a reason why they've cracked down on invitation only and how many people are going to attend, because it did get a little rowdy.
Yeah, remember last year, some dude comes up and was like, hey, I stole your shirt idea.
And I was like, yeah, that drunk guy.
Yeah, you got into it.
And then
you almost punched him in his throat.
Yeah, somebody had to like walk me away or walk him away. I think they walked him away or something like that. I was like,
I think they kicked him out.
I had to tell him. Dude, yeah.
Like,
step back a little bit.
I want to meet everybody, but don't be trying to get aggressive and stupid. Like, this is just be cool. Be cool.
Did you notice the pattern that's developing?
What?
You get into it with a lot of people. You at the party, you
started
at the party, you started up with multiples.
Who?
The chick at the Papa Shot.
I never once invited her to punch me in the chest for no reason.
But there was contact.
I never
between
once
the two of you.
Asked this weirdo to steal my t-shirt idea and then tell me about it and brag about it like it was something funny. Why am I stirring that up? All I did is he goes, I stole your t-shirt idea and I'm selling it online. I say, and all I did, Nick, standing there, I was like, you're a horrible person. Didn't that exactly what I said, didn't
you
I?
You did. You did say that.
And he goes, what do you mean? I was like, you're an awful person because you stole something and you're trying to make money off of someone else's idea. Get away from me. And he goes, what? What? I was like, bro, get away from me. And then because he was drunk, and then he started to get aggressive. And that's why I was like, bro, I don't care if we're at a listener party. I will punch you in the face if you don't get away from
me. I forgot his name, but he was belligerent.
We don't need to give him any pub. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Like, that's not,
you're the straw that stirred all of the drinks.
No, I didn't start either of those. No, I'm not.
But you could have finished them, bitch. I'm just letting you know. I saw the look on your face.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right, we were talking about baseball on the radio a while back. That was a positive.
That was
Jerry
a positive.
Wants to get in here on baseball.
What's up, Jerry?
What's up, Jerry?
Hey, what's up, boys?
What up, man?
Hey, why didn't we get that?
Because that's 2 years old.
That's when we know it's that Jerry.
Oh, I'm going to save that for the end. I got one for you.
Okay.
But what was I going to say? You guys had me rolling with Nick doing the Delilah. Mm-hmm. And like, Nick, I'm calling up because I'm a little overweight. I'm unhappy because I eat, and I eat because I'm unhappy. And then he's like, sorry to hear that. Sha-ra-ra.
And then he plays Weird Al's Eat It.
Yo, ding dong. Ding dong, yo.
There you go. Oh my God! I can totally see Nick being the worst Delilah.
Do you guys know who Susan? What's her name? Susan X. Sorry, Susan Waldman and John Sterling for the Yanks.
Yeah, I know John Sterling with the Yankees win.
Yeah, that guy. So it's like listening to baseball on the radio is great, unless you're a Yankee fan. Because I don't know if you remember when Roger Clemens came back to the Yanks. And Susan Waldman, he came up in George Steinbrenner's box, and he was, like, at the stadium, and they're all going crazy. And she's like, oh, my goodness gracious, Roger Clemens is in Steinbrenner's box, holy, you know. The worst. Anyway.
Because now, clarify, Jerry, she does Yankees games, too. Susan does Yankees games, right?
Does she do the Yankee games?
Yeah, because I'm saying a lot of people in this area don't know who she is.
Yeah, they're the duo on the radio.
Okay.
She's terrible. She's a marble mouth. Anyway. And you guys were saying that A.J. Hoffman moves the needle. You know who else moves the needle? Nick Shirarov, except it's the needle on a scale. Hey-o! See ya.
I appreciate the call, Jerry. Jerry's back. Love it.
Oh, that's a good times.
Good to have
Jerry
back.
Took a shot on the way out. I like that.
You needle mover.
That's old Jerry. That's what Jerry does.
Yeah. Look, Clarence is even chiming in. She punched Barry several times.
Yeah. I didn't start it.
There were witnesses.
Yeah. She did it to me, too. I just didn't get into the verbal
conversation. She punched you, too?
No, she elbowed me and hip-checked me and was like taking she was acting like the NBA Finals.
We were out here getting beat up at the listener appreciation party.
By the way, I asked Todd, I was like, are we going to do all that stuff again? He was like, no.
Do what? Like Papa Shot?
Remember,
because
they kept
shot,
coming
poker,
to us going,
Stump
so,
Charlie.
We did
Charlie. Clarence was breaking down film.
Yeah.
He was like, no,
they're like,
we're
what
hanging
you guys
out.
What do you guys want to do? Be left. Leave us alone without
anything
to have to.
I'd like to not be accosted verbally and physically.
I was like Julie McCoy, cruise director of the Love Boat. I was giving tours to everybody.
Were you?
Yeah. I was like, this is the studio. This is where Barry sits in his blue chair if you want to spit on it.
I'm not going to lie. At one point, I just went into Michael Carroll's studio and shut the door.
Oh, that's nice. I watched Trey eat like 37 helpings of different food.
No way. Yeah. I don't believe it.
I mean, there was great food. There was like fajitas and natural. What was it? It was like, there was all kinds of great
pizza.
There
was egg rolls from China Garden. There was pizza.
Man.
There was some chips and queso, chips some nachos and stuff like that. Yeah,
some nachos. There was quite the gathering of food and drink, and then Granado was bringing it BYOB at the end.
This is why I'm excited that Big City Wings is involved, because y'all know I love.
They're bringing food.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, they're catering.
And I hope to hell that they bring in the sour cream and onion wings. I was
thinking about that because I'd like to try them.
I guess it's time.
I think the phone line's going crazy.
We haven't even announced it yet, and they're lighting it up.
So on our watch, though, they were right. 2:42 it is. So we're taking caller 14 right now to win two tickets to the listener appreciation party. The switchboard is going nuts as we watch all these calls roll through. That's always a good thing, though. I think we have a good following. This is a good time to bring something else up.
We've been third in the market in sports talk for most of the year. I would imagine that we have a good following.
The people that now, want the t-shirts, the people that follow us.
We weren't third last month, but you know what? It happens sometimes.
Like we said, it's cyclical. But let's get to something with this listener appreciation party, too.
Okay,
please.
Let's do it.
Let's get the people out there that are so thirsty to be there again, to slow down. I told you previously how many personal messages I got that were inquiring about a list and being on it and all these things. And I think you can back me up on the fact that that gets a little bit annoying.
Yeah, that's the only thing I would ask is if you, and I don't even want to say if you know us, because I think sometimes that's a misnomer. Don't reach out. That's because we've both already been inundated with requests, and I don't want to have to deal with it that way. I almost wish I didn't have a list, because I don't want to have to tell anybody no. I don't want to be that guy.
Just divert that to someone else that's willing to do it.
All right, Nick, you can have my list. Whoever you want to give it to is yours. No. You know what I'm going to do? I heard Fred talking about, I'm going to sell my 10 spots. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell them. I'm going to make money off of this.
Make it rain?
Do I have to get,
Why couldn't I have your list?
Because then you'd sell them.
I wouldn't.
He was like, yeah.
Oh, ass Joe.
You ain't know. All I was going to tell you is I could put them to good use.
No. Come you got on. Your 10. You do what you wish with them. I'm going to sell mine like Fred did or said is suggested. I might do that. Yeah. And now I just got to come up with a price. What do you think? What's it worth? What's it worth? $30?
We'll go to Craigslist and be back after this break. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Wrapping up hour number two of the show. We'll take you all the way till 4 o'clock as we do 3 hours of professional radio. Before we turn it over to the Blitz, we'll take you all the way till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5. The Cisco Kid is a good song.
That is a good song.
It is indeed.
Very good song. Rico Supreme said, man, I got caller number 10, and I think I just missed it. Screw it. I'm climbing through the window.
It's a big-ass fourth floor, buddy.
Yeah.
And that's plexiglass.
Zach said, Spider-Man. Damn, caller number 7 today, and I totally thought that was the number, and then they hung up on me, LOL. Barry, I got $5 on it if you're selling a spot.
Bro.
Zach, I got bad news for you, buddy. Troy texted already and said, Barry, I'll give you $100 for 2 tickets. So, Zach, you're going to have to up your offer, homie. $5 ain't giving it.
I can't believe the usual suspects just became the usual swap meet.
Troy, my man, I have your number. I'll be in touch. No doubt. I'm saving that info. Don't worry about it. I got you.
You're a hoe.
I am a hoe. Jeez. Donna was like, dang, Barry, so much for customer appreciation. No, Nope. I love our listeners. That's why I try to be as interactive as possible. Anyone that's ever DM'd me in Twitter or IG or anything like that, I respond to everybody. I talk. I don't. I'm not
especially
like
the ones that send the deep.
I don't ignore. I don't ignore anybody. I try to, but I just don't want to be hounded between now and the listener party and made to feel guilty if I say no or whatever. So easiest way is just to sell it. And as far as at the party, I'm just telling people don't be aggressive and weird. That's all I'm asking.
I really hope you get punched again. It'd be so funny.
I'm just saying, don't
be
aggressive and weird.
From day one, like you don't like to be touched.
Well,
like
y'all, I agree y'all with that, did though. The whole, y'all had
we
the
had
whole,
fun with it.
Yeah, but and then so people would come up and mess with me about it, and that's I like that. That's fun. But it's just when people get weird with it, like the dude, like I stole you, like what? That's just weird, bro. Why so would you hammered. Do that? Get away from me. Why are you being weird?
Looking back at it, it was pretty funny.
Weird ass
it was
mustache
hammered.
And your stupid face. Get out of here. So, yeah, no, Donna, it's not that I'm don't appreciate our listeners. That's not it at all.
He just likes your money more, that's all.
No.
So that
I just like the idea of not having to be made to feel guilty. And, bro, if I can get $50 a ticket, child, please. I don't know if you
should
know
math. Like, that's just for the regular ticket. Know. For the VIP.
Yes. Well, somebody had a good idea. They said, Barry, one, you could just say, make a bid, make an offer. But somebody said you have to price your spots based on the number that you have available. The more you sell, the more they go. The price goes up because they become more exclusive. That's a good point.
Just don't
right
sell
now,
until like the last
Troy,
day.
Troy has set the market. That my list, my 10, are $50 each. Once five of them are gone, that may go up. I like this, Troy. And whoever texted that about the exclusivity. This is great.
Is this legal?
It's my tickets.
Because here's the other,
I'm not scalping them. I can do what I want.
I know that, like, if you work in sports, the one thing that's a no-no is if they give you tickets, you can't sell them.
We ain't the Astros, bro.
Okay.
This is Gal Media.
This also explains why Fred had 150 passes last year.
That's true. He right? probably made a grip.
That's what I'm saying.
Fred
no
made
wonder
a grip
why he wasn't
year.
Down for the year.
Did they just go Altuve? Just
Altuve.
Hit a two-run home run.
Now, where are you? You don't like
he
Springer
hit an
Dinger.
Altinger?
You don't like or your daughters ass. The Springer Dingers. Do you like Todd Callis's Jose Altuve?
Which one is it?
Engine 27 has just left the train station.
That's not bad.
It's not terrible.
No, that's pretty creative. Somebody asked me what I thought about him saying jalapeno because
yeah,
you
heard him
so
say
hot.
That.
That's funny.
Blummer, was, I think, I don't know, I thought it was Blummer's well, first
Callis.
One.
He called him, Callis called him jalapeno.
He started it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very funny. I like that. To see, like, that's the kind of funniness and creativeness that I like. Engine 27 just left the station. I'm good with that.
Okay.
There's no creativity in Springer Dinger. There's none, absolutely none.
It rhymes.
Okay.
I found out
guess
that rhyming
rhymes?
Is can be Dr. very Seuss. Successful for a career.
Dr. Seuss rhymes.
Short term.
for a brief moment. Yeah, a flash. For, and...
Yeah. You know, the song A Moment in Time? Well, yeah. I had mine. So it was good.
What do they say when Bregman hits one?
I don't know.
A Breggy bomb or something like that?
No. I don't know. We have experts on everything else. I'm sure someone tells us. I don't know if they have a specific call.
Who picks up
and they
who?
They have to. It's
when,
Bregman.
When Kemp and Altuve do the hugs for homers, who picks up who?
I think they just hug and jump at the same time. they call it a tie.
Do they?
I don't know.
Because I think it's hilarious that Alvarez is 20-something years old. Tony Kemp's a grown-ass man, and he still picks him up like a kid. And that just every time I see it, it makes me laugh.
Boy, Alex Bregman is like not. Bagwell was great last night talking about the fact that Bregs is so intense and he's so dialed into baseball that even 1-for-4 isn't good enough for him. And when, you know, certain at bats, even if, you know, the result seems like a hard hit ball, if he knows he did something wrong, like he'll be in the cage forever trying to work on it.
That's how you get
it.
To be great.
It's fantastic.
That's the difference between good and great.
Yep.
That's the difference between. You know, making a living and becoming a superstar. Really, it is. In anything you do.
But they also.
In anything you do.
But they also talk about the fact that how do you draw the line between too much, where you get worn out or broken down because you're just putting too much into it, as opposed to not enough?
I mean, I don't think you can put too much into your craft, whatever it is. I don't think you can. Now, you know,
I don't think you break down as a ball player by going in the cage and hitting off a tee. If that wears you out, probably being
not
a ball
a
player
tee,
ain't
but
your
I mean
thing.
If you're constantly doing your game swing to live or mechanical pitching, it's different because you're still going to take a it's still going to take its toll on you.
I mean, I don't see that as being an issue. That's what baseball players do. They play 162 games. They, you know, as much batting practice as they take and everything else. If this was a different kind of sport, like maybe, you know, if it's, I don't know, something that's more high impact or something like that on your body. I don't think baseball is a high impact
sport. Like, for instance, from a basketball perspective, you got the guys, the vets, that don't go out to warm up till the layup line.
Yeah.
But then you have the other guys that are constantly trying to reenact game shots.
Sure.
So you've got to come off the dribble, putting it on the floor hard, coming off a screen, you know, and then you're saying, well, that's on your joints and that's on your knees and your ankles and you could turn something or pull something and blah, blah, blah. But again, you also have the flip side of it where people say, well, how do you get better unless you're shooting shots you're going to shoot in a game at the speed as close as you can to game speed?
You play like you practice. You know, it's with anything you do.
I think it's up to the player because, look, everything has been, like, condensed. Like, everything has been put a number on. Like, there's a pitch count. There's, you know, in basketball, there's not as many two-a-day practices. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody wants to overwork anybody unless it's up to the person, up to the player.
Basketball's new thing is load management. So they're, you know, like so pitch
it's
counts.
Porn. It's been in porn forever.
So you were saying?
But yeah, I feel like it's going to be up. I feel like teams on their own are going to like, hold on. Don't pitch too much or don't practice too much more than the player himself or herself.
I don't know though, man. For guys like Bregman though, this is how you be like hitting that's how it. They get great. You obsess over it.
Right. I'm saying
guys
he's
like
doing
Jordan.
It. I'm saying
and
he's
LeBron.
Doing it for
yeah.
sure. Yeah.
But there are some guys that you know have a little bit of a lazier approach or they feel like, well, I'm good enough. And that's fine. You'll probably scratch out a decent living doing whatever you do, but in order to achieve that, and I think that's what drives Bregman, is I think Bregman wants to go down as one of the greatest of all time.
And I think the other
so
thing...
So it drives him to do whatever it takes to be that.
Is there's a difference between you doing it and the team telling you to do it or not
too.
To do it.
I would totally agree
because
with that.
Because we've talked about Strasburg, Jamba Chamberlain. They were told not to throw so much because they didn't want them to have major arm issues, and both of them had major arm issues. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. So there's lots to get into when you think about things like that, but it's good to have a guy like Bregman who's constantly trying to push to get better.
Somebody said, what are the odds Barry runs into OU Mike and whips his ass at the party? I'm not fighting anybody at
the party. I don't
think he's
going to show his face.
Yeah, I'm not. And
well, remember, he didn't last year. He cowered it out. We all wanted him to be there. We were talking about on air how great it would be to meet him.
OU Mike's not going to make it because you're not allowed to ride horses on 610. There's no way he's going to get here.
And he's unfamiliar with indoor plumbing.
That too.
So, 2 hours in the books, 1 hour to go. Final hour's really coming up next. I know. It's the usual suspects. ESPN, I said.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.